Guardi a me. If you have any questions, if they want anything to ask their, my brothers and fellow ministers.
Thank you very much. Could you, from what you've said, I think I've really misunderstood justification, or the first step, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit more, purification, not just thinking, purification, or just the first step of faith, especially in terms of, you talked about it as a joyous experience, or help me understand a little bit more, would you please?
Yes. We all try to find a threat, a pattern, to be able to speak of spiritual life. And some of the fathers speak in those terms, purification, illumination, and sanctification. Some others spoke, like our elder, in terms of the three stages of life in the history of the people of God, Israel. But in fact, spiritual life is like a sphere. Any point we touch of the sphere, we have the life of the whole sphere. Therefore, every time that God touches our heart, right from the beginning, we have at the same time purification, illumination, and deification. Sometimes, from the very beginning, people receive the grace at the measure of the perfect ones. I have seen that in many people's lives. So before even they have dealt with passions or with their unregenerated nature, and they are full of the Spirit of God, and they cannot detach their mind from the love of Christ and from the invocation of His name, neither in day nor during the night. All their being is wrapped by the grace of God. So it's very difficult to speak about spiritual life in terms of giving a path, giving a shape or a schema, because each person's way to God is unique, and each person has a unique relationship with God. But also because we are all partakers of the same human nature, there is something common as well in us. There is something which is special and unique in every person, and there is something which is common. And we rather turn to that in order to find some way of speaking about the spiritual life. But is the one who is born again by the Spirit, as the Lord Himself says, is like the wind. You cannot detect the wind. So is the spirit of the man who is born again, regenerated by the Spirit of God. And this may be from the beginning, from the very first moment of the contact with God. The most perfect example, the most striking example, is St. Paul, for example. Forgive me.
Father, you mentioned the expression charismatic despair. What does that mean? How does it fit into this?
A despair which is accompanied with the urge to pray continuously. If the despair generates prayer, that is a charismatic despair. If the despair generates the urge to cling to God and to turn to God continuously, because we have none other to help us, that is a charismatic despair. Morbid despair is when we cannot pray. But if there is prayer, despair is wonderful. And the people who went through despair with prayer, they have achieved something in their life.
Father, you quoted as illustrations of your teaching from the revelation of St. John often. My question is that something that you are reflecting from Elder Sofroni's teaching, or is that from yourself?
That particular verse I found commended in St. Philaret of Moscow. But Father Sofroni expressed it in other ways. He was often speaking to us about the state of the monks in the last times, for example, and the Christians of the last times. They all spoke with different words, and they expressed the same thing.
Different ways, but the same subject.
Yes, yes.
Father, I'm mistaken when you were speaking of Abraham and the trial that was given to him with the sacrifice of Isaac. And it led me to reflect and to wonder, how is it in our lives that we can learn to find the right path in our relationships with others? Those whom God has given to us with positions of responsibility, our families, our parishioners, those whom we are called to love, how do we find the way to love them with purity that does not become an attachment but leads us away from God? What does Christ mean when he says that we must hate father and mother and brother and sister?
Yes, I understand. I have this problem with parents many times. It's a very difficult thing. But the criterion is this: God must always have the first place, and peace be preserved. If we don't keep our peace, and if we don't put God first, that means the thing for which I'm worrying and seemingly love and we want to help is an attachment that comes in between us and God. For example, when even parents are so worried about their children and they lose their peace and they cannot pray because their children are in the wrong, I think that attitude is wrong. Because if their children become a cause for them to lose their peace and to lose their relationship with God, that means they love their children more than God. In all our relationships, we must be free. We must remain with a free heart in order that God has preeminence in our life. I often like to speak about the words of God to Jacob when God spoke to Jacob and said to him, "Thou hast been strong with God, and you'll be strong with men." He fought the whole night to snatch the blessing of God in order to be able to face Esau, who was coming with an army to kill him. And towards the morning, he felt the presence of God. And he said to God, Jacob said to God, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And then God spoke to him and said to him, "Thou hast been strong with God, and you will be strong with men." And indeed, the next day he went straight to meet Esau, who was coming with an army to kill him. And instead of killing him, that beast was changed, and he fell on his neck and wept, because he felt the blessing he obtained from God. But he fought all night. He humbled himself to the end, in order to put God first in his life and to surrender and to commend his life entirely to him. And then he, whether he lived or died, he didn't care, because he found contact with God. So, and people, especially the young people who are seeking for a strong relationship, a lasting relationship, and not only the young people, we all want that. We all want good relationships. They must remember these words of God to Jacob. We must be first strong with God if we want all the other aspects of our life to be strong.
Thank you very much.
Forgive me, my bishop, forgive me.